Hello, lovely soul. Today is February 11th, 2021. This is today's energy update and daily spiritual guidance. I tap into the messages and energies from various symbols and sources, as always with my messages guided by the High Council. Comprised of archangels, Gaia and other ascended planetary representatives from other star systems, ascended masters, galactics, fae, animal spirits, and the dragons. You can find my daily energy report and guidance on medium.com, on my podcast and YouTube. For today's energies we have Sign, Aquarius. Element, Air. Symbol, Golden Swan. Angel number 1111. Crystal, Celestite. Tarot card, 20 Eon, Judgment. A guided astral meditation for the new moon will be available today. Please subscribe to my podcast and YouTube channel so you don't miss it. I may even go live on YouTube for the meditation. Today's moon. The moon is in Aquarius. The void moon period starts today at 2:05 p.m., and runs until tomorrow at 2:23 a.m. The moon is waning and in its waning crescent phase until 2:05 p.m. after which the moon is waxing and in its new phase. The new moon occurs in the sign of Aquarius today at 2:05 p.m. Mercury is retrograde from January 30th to February 20th. Moon in Aquarius, a fixed air sign. This being the February 11th, 2021 new moon leaves this day hitting us with all sorts of energies themed in renewal, rebirth, changes, new beginnings and the like. This energy has been making its way through all month and today only gets its big boost. The next 11 days ramps up the energies from this new moon, and Aquarius stellium, as of today six planets in Aquarius, sending in a lot of energy to back up this air sign. What does this all mean for us right now? Make room for the new. Cut cords to the past, clean your home, consider deep energy healing with yours truly, on your own or with someone else that you can fully trust. Working on cutting energy cords has been a huge theme this year. I was guided to first write an article and then turn that into an ebook as well as facilitate a guided astral meditation healing practice for cord cutting as well as update my cord cutting meditation for a new 2021 version. Everyone agrees, it's much improved from the original featuring new components including deeper body work to get us started, integrating with a crystal brought to you by your guides, and working with spirit animals before making your way to the healing temple in a much higher dimension. It takes you through the process of detaching and bringing your energy back into your system. It's a deeply loving and empowering experience that will be a huge boost to your energy and life, and that will most certainly help you bring in the change that is coming. Remember, the clearer the field, the easier it will be to evolve and transition. This new moon, and this entire beginning of the year is all about changing yourself and your life on many levels. Working with the energies like the new moon through to the February 22, 2021 Divine Unions portal will help you to establish deeper connections to yourself, your body, your energy, those in your life, your guides and guardians, your soul. And it will help clear your soul song to be heard and felt by those around you, particularly your soul group. This helps to level everyone up, as these energies travel from each of us back and forth, infinitely getting boosted in times like these. Heal yourself, heal the whole. Accept this as fact, it's happening, be part of it intentionally and see your world shift. Symbol Golden Swan. The short version story of the golden swan goes like this: a beautiful golden swan swimming in a pond notices a poor woman and her daughters living in poverty nearby, and after much contemplation, she decides to share her golden feather with the family, so they may sell them and have money for a nice and comfortable life. When the golden swan approaches the family, the mother immediately rudely tells the swan that she has nothing to share and to leave her home. The swan explains that she is there to give, not to receive. Of course, the mother quickly accepts the help. Unfortunately, it isn't too long before the mother gets fearful and greedy about her sudden fortune and future. She is afraid that the swan will change her mind, or something bad will happen that will stop the supply of golden feathers, and she and her daughters will be put into poverty again. Her daughters try to change her mind. They are worried about the swan when she tells her plan of taking all the golden feathers the next time the swan comes to give them one, but they cannot change her mind. She attacks the swan, pulling all the golden feathers off of her. Immediately the of a pile of golden feathers change to regular feathers and the mother is left with regular feathers that aren't worth anything. Of course, the swan is fine, she grows her golden feathers once again, but quickly makes it known that she will never go back to that home to help them again. The mother was greedy and fearful, and instead of being grateful and loving the golden swan, she let fear take over and ruined everything. Her apologies did no good because the golden swan knew that if her feathers stayed golden, the mother wouldn't have been remorseful at all. She only thought of herself and didn't care at all about the swan. Not only that, she let her fear take over her logic. So there are two morals to this story. The first is not to be greedy, not to be in fear about the blessings that you do have. Don't worry that they will go away. Don't create a bad situation for yourself. Be grateful for what you have and your blessings. Second, is to not allow others to take advantage of you or your generosity. Don't allow narcissistic people to use you for their own means, while not caring about you, even if they are the ones giving to you. It's important to see ourselves from both perspectives and where we were either the swan or the greedy mother and use that wisdom to have more balanced relationships with ourselves and others. Our angel number for today is 1111. This new moon today is bringing us some super intense energies with the Aquarius stellium 6 planets in the sign of Aquarius. This new moon is directly connected to the November 11, 2020 Stargate and is amplifying what came through at that time, as well as tapping into the energies of the February 11, 2021 portal. 22 = 1111. Therefore, I was guided to share with once again directly from my go-to site for all things numbers. Here's information on one of the most potent angel numbers there is, 1111, also known as the Pillars of Creation Soul Code, as it's meant for lightworkers to remember their soul mission, and is one of the first activations that is noticed by people who are awakening. Via Joanne Sacred Scribes. Angel number 1111. Number 1111 is made up of the powerful influences of the number 1, amplified and magnified by 4. Number 1 resonates with the vibrations and attributes of new beginnings and starting afresh, independence and individuality, initiative and assertiveness, ambition and motivation, success and leadership, courage and strength, creation and creativity, self-reliance and tenacity, attainment, happiness and fulfillment, innovation, self-development and oneness with life. Number 1 reminds us that we create our own realities with our thoughts, beliefs, intentions and actions. The repeating number 1 sequence in all its forma is most often the first sequence that appears to many people. Once the 1111 is acknowledged, the number sequence changes to another combination along with new messages, life experiences, directions and opportunities. Many people associate the repeating 1111 with a wake-up call, a code of activation and or an awakening code, or code of consciousness. It can also be seen as a key to unlock the subconscious mind, and reminds us that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience, rather than physical beings embarking upon spiritual experiences. Upon noticing a frequency of 1111s appearing repeatedly, you may begin to see an increase in synchronicities and unlikely and miraculous coincidences appearing in your life. At times, when you are about to go through a major spiritual awakening or an epiphany of some kind, the number 1111 may appear in your physical reality and experience to signal the upcoming change or shift. When noticing the angel number 1111 appearing, take notice of the thoughts you had right at that moment, as 1111 indicates that your thoughts and beliefs are aligned with your truths. For example, if you held an inspired idea at the time of seeing 1111, it would indicate that it would be a positive and productive idea to take action on. When angel number 1111 appears repeatedly, it signifies that an energetic gateway has opened up for you, and this will rapidly manifest your thoughts into reality. The message is to choose your thoughts wisely, ensuring that they match your true desires. Do not put your energy into focusing on fears, as you may manifest them into your life. Angel number 1111 is a message from your angels to be very aware of your persistent thoughts and ideas, as these are manifesting quickly into your reality. Ensure that your beliefs, thoughts and mindsets are positive and optimistic in order to draw the energies of abundance and balance into your life. Be aware that you will manifest your thoughts, therefore, do not think negative thoughts, as these are what you will draw into your life. Use the positive energies of the universe to bring to fruition your deepest desires, hopes and dreams. Angel number 1111 signifies that an energetic gateway has opened up for you, and this will rapidly manifest your thoughts into your reality. There is an opportunity opening up for you, and your thoughts are manifesting them into form at lightning speed. Angel number 1111 is similar to the bright light of a flashbulb. It means that the universe has just taken a snapshot of your thoughts and is manifesting your ideas, thoughts and beliefs into material form, creating your experiences and realities. When you recognize an angel number 1111 sequence appearing to you frequently, take note of your thoughts at the time that they occur. When a series of 1111s appear, monitor your thoughts carefully and be sure to only think about what it is you really want, not what you don't want. Choose your thoughts wisely, and do not put your focus towards your fears, as they may manifest. Pay special attention to your thoughts and ideas, as these are revealing the answers to your prayers. Your positive affirmations and optimistic attitude will help to manifest your desires and help you to achieve your goals and aspirations. They will also assist you with serving your spiritual life purpose and soul mission. Angel number 1111 encourages you to look to new beginnings, opportunities and projects with a positive and optimistic attitude, as these are appearing in your life for very good reason. Your angels want you to achieve and succeed with your desired goals and aspirations, so do not hesitate in taking positive steps and striving forward. Do not allow fears, doubts or concerns to hold you back from living and serving your divine life purpose and soul mission. Angel number 1111 also encourages you to assist and inspire the human race via your natural abilities, relying upon your inner wisdom and intuition to guide you. Be an inspirational guiding light to bring illumination and enlightenment to others and to help raise spiritual awareness. Trust that the angels support you in your light work. Angel number 1111 shows you how to begin creating your reality, and is confirmation that your intentions are in the process of manifesting. Number 1111 also relates to the number 4, 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 4, and angel number 4. The crystal for today is celestite. I know I say this for nearly every crystal that we get into with these dailies, but this one truly is one of my very favorites. Maybe it's because it's so in tune with angels and all angelic realms? That could be it. This heavenly crystal is actually made to calm, soothe, relieve stress and connect you with your guardian angels. Aside from that, it's a crystal that you can use to help you with psychic attack. This was the crystal I was guided to work with in December when I was experiencing psychic attacks, and it was the thing that I was guided to, and it helped me tune in and get rid of what was coming at me. Meditate with it for deeper connections to the higher dimensions in creation, to your soul and to your angels and all of your guides. It helps to clear the surrounding field, open you up for energy healing and being guided to how to accomplish that. Remember, we're all in a big soul group, comprised of smaller groups of souls who are closely connected, so we may know who are the ones we work with on our path. We're sent to ones we're meant to be with, work with to help with our evolution. It's also the perfect crystal to help you to fall asleep and to be protected energetically while you sleep, allowing you to rise into the astral. Today's tarot card is the 20th card in the major arcana. Traditionally known as the Judgment card, in the Crowley Tote Tarot it is called Ian-the Reborn, resurrected and evolved, again and again. Quote. We come back again and again - for eons. End quote. Many times depicted with an angel, a trumpet and or scales to show the balance that takes place once there is recognition of the true self, within the shell of the human, the personality and the ego. This is the last card before the universe, world card, and we've been on a long journey to get to this point. This is the card that speaks to time, and the passing of it, our place in it, and how it is a constant, but not always in the same pace or movement, and how we perceive it within ourselves. It's our recognition with how we are ever-changing and beings that are meant to evolve. Not just in this life, but throughout our soul's existence. This is an infinite, never-ending process, and it's not linear, but our timelines are stacked. This is why we are always working to collapse outdated or lower-level timelines from our current path. It's fitting that this card came up for today, and this new moon in Aquarius stellium. Again, all month we have gotten the messages about us getting into greater balance for this new beginning and shift that is taking place on the inner and the outer of ever-changing lives. Here is a quote directly from my guidebook for this tarot deck. On the highest level, the Trump 20 deals with time and changes through time. Well, this then addresses not only the end and destruction, but also hope, redemption, and liberation. While the traditional cards indicate the moving experience of the resurrection and liberation of what was buried and imprisoned, here it is more a matter of that which is new, which is coming into the future, and of the realization of utopia. That the spiritual level of experience is of great importance here is shown by the lucid figure in the foreground, in opposition to which, the manifested older Horus must step down. The card therefore has a thoroughly delightful significance. It shows a decisive step towards becoming one's self, the continual process of alchemical transformation that lets something higher be created from the base. In the deepest depths of the soul, the aeon stands for a time of the most profound insight into the eternal cycles of becoming and passing. It shows the beginning of the new that already carries its end within itself, because the power of what is coming in the future is already stirring in the underground. The card directs our gaze to the new development, to a new life, and emphasizes in the process the meaning of the transcendental dimension, making the connection with the higher self possible. As it turns out, of course, this is the perfect card to tell us about what is the potential of this new moon, and the 11 immediate days to come after it, and beyond. Recognizing the shift and deciding to ride this wave of energies that are coming in to help us hear, see, feel and know more about all of this is our responsibility as an incarnate soul on a mission. Pixabay image by Stefan Keller. Messages from your spirit guides for February 11, 2021. Dear One. We are with you to wish you the happiest of new moons you have ever experienced. We want you to be aware of the incoming energies for your ongoing transformation and ask that you are intentional with yourself today. Please take time to step outside into nature, even if it is for a short while. Gaia is sending you boosts of energies, helping you to regulate the incoming light codes. Of course, you will still benefit from the energies no matter where you are, as they are very powerful. However, your presence in nature, allowing your vibrations to be carried through the air and ground, will help others to feel and calibrate to your frequency, and vice versa. This entire process for energies being sent back and forth between all of you is ramping up at this time, and will continue from this point forward. This is meant to align you to yourself and each other in the coming days, weeks and months. At this time, in the beginning of the year, we are helping you to make your foundation and connections for your journey, work and relationships and life in general for the future. For those of you already in contact with souls in your group, your connections will be integrating further for your work together. For those of you that have not yet come together, please know that at this time we are all working together to assist you individually to work on your timelines and evolution so that you may come together and begin your work in the physical. Please remember that you are all connected and working together in the higher dimensions. You meet before knowing each other in the physical. Of course, your top priority is to align with yourself, your soul and us. Your guides and guardians know that anyone and anything that is meant to come into your life for any reason at all will, all at the right time. Please know that we are helping you to collapse timelines that are no longer part of your tree of life, and we work to help you to create higher branches. Take time today to consider your last month and the perceived negatives or positives and work to integrate what was positive with your higher timelines, and work to transmute the negatives, releasing them to us. Take time to write down your wishes for this next cycle and what you wish to heal from, what you are ready to receive and how we, your guides and guardians may help you. Then meditate about what you have written, and connect with us and Gaia as well as the dark moon, accept the incoming light codes that are coming in throughout the day. Remember to be open to receive our messages in the various ways that they come to you. With love and light. Your spirit guides. Meditation. I will be facilitating a meditation for the new moon. Keep a lookout on my podcast and YouTube for the recording. There's also a possibility I'll be guided to go on YouTube live for the meditation. Of course, you can participate in the meditation at any time or any day if you can't catch it live or if you're seeing this after the new moon. In fact, feel free to circle back to the 1111 Stargate meditation to round out this one. It is on my YouTube channel. Happy 11th of February, lovely soul. I truly hope it's magical for you. Please post any questions in the comments. Thank you for reading today's messages. See you tomorrow. If you resonate with the vibrations of these messages, please visit my website to download my 4 new and free ebooks. 1. The Essential Empath Guide. 2. What is Psychic Attack and How to Eliminate Negative Energy. 3. The Spiritual War, The Light, The Dark, and Your Energy. 4. The Importance of Cord Cutting with Guided Astral Meditation Practice. Infinite love and blessings. Don't forget the key is to create, and I love you already. Always and forever, Infinity.